creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Tammy here. So if I sound a little bit sluggish, it's actually because I just got my second COVID shot. Well, not just got. It's been like about 2 to 3 days now. And so I'm very exhausted. But here at TCF, we're all about deliverable. So we're here to deliver an episode, even with a COVID shot that's making me super exhausted. But I felt like it was a good, good energy to deliver this episode with this type of exhaustion, because quite honestly, I don't want to relive this moment that I had, which is today's story time about, you know, what was my worst week here at TCF. And this happened actually quite recently, and it has nothing to do with this COVID shot. It was just more so of like in line of what I'm talking about today. And so because of my COVID shot, I do want to be transparent that I'm not in my usual setup. There may be not a lot of editing in today's episode specifically, just because the team is exhausted. I'm exhausted. You're going to hear another episode probably released at the same time this one is going to release in terms of why we're so exhausted as a team. But let's just carry on to the story, right? So today's story time. Okay, let's start off first, though. Why am I so exhausted from this week that I'm talking about? So I remember prior to 2021 even starting, or even maybe when 2021 was even starting or started at all, I was talking about, or I had an episode talking about protecting your energy and protecting, you know, the creative juices, the creative labor, protect all of that, because we're not here to let anybody step in our way in 2021 and get in our way of our greatness, right? Well, I had a bucket of ice cold water splashed in front of my face to that testament. And so what happened is really, we just had a very difficult client. And to be honest with you, I took on this client because I thought like, okay, this is a person that I've worked with before, felt okay with. I felt like this may be an opportunity for us. And quite honestly, this person was very nice to work with in the beginning. And so I won't reveal names, obviously. This has to deal with a client. I also won't reveal any other details about them. I'll just use pronouns they, them for now, just so that we're in that clear. But overall, it was very wonderful working with this person the first time around. And so I figured like, okay, this next time around, it shouldn't even be an issue because we worked together before. And so we worked together. They tell me like, oh, basically, I reached out in December to work with you guys, but it didn't work out because I wanted to test the waters and get another designer. And I said, okay, that's cool. You can do that. I mean, like, we always encourage everybody to, you know, basically shop around for their designers or their web developers or graphic designers, marketers, branders, anybody, really, shop around. Like, I encourage that in you guys as well when you're shopping around for a service, because you really need to know who you're working with, etc. And so this person decided to, you know, okay, I'll go shop around. And so they decided on somebody to do the service that they needed. And so once the whole thing was done, I guess it was partially done because there were mistakes, there were things that just weren't suiting to the eye, etc. And so this client came back to me and said like, hey, Tammy, I would like to see if we could work together because I kind of, you know, brought this up, but I just never got the chance to, and this is why, blah, 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 blah. And we get to the gist of everything. Okay, cool. That happens. People shop around. Sometimes they end up liking us better, which is something I'm very grateful for. And so I end up taking on the project. I realized very quickly, like, okay, I underestimated this project for myself and my own team. Is because it not only was it a pretty much a lower ball project, if that makes sense. So like the price point wasn't exactly what we would usually price point for something like this, but because bad business practice, just because it was a friend, it was someone I knew, I also underestimated our skill sets and our time invested into this project. So I lowballed the invoice, and we basically paid for that price, to be honest with you. And so time goes on. I was projecting this project to take maybe up to a week, maybe 2 weeks, given if like for some reason we just don't happen to agree on something. But from the scope of the project, it seemed like it was very simple to understand, something very simple to do, etc., and we move forward. And so 1 week turns into 2 weeks. 2 weeks turns into three. 3 weeks turns into a month. A month turns into 2 months. And I think at this point, we're probably 3-4 months into the project for a very low ball ticket. And so what's interesting about this was that throughout my whole time, you know, working on TCF, I'm very distinct about keeping my side work away from my full-time job. And as you guys know, I work a full-time job. I'm very peculiar about that kind of stuff because I just basically don't, I don't even know what the right phrasing is, but just, I just don't bite the hand that feeds me. And so I'm working with my full-time job. I want to pay that time. I want to give in my time toward that job. And then after I'm done with that job for the day, and then I go do my side hustle thing, then I go do my side hustle thing. And so I've never really had to take an off for anything for TCF unless it was like a moving day or like I really needed to get a project done. But that's even rare for me to have to do that because we have a team of people. And so what really shook me and what really just flipped my world upside down for this 1 week, which is the highlight of the story, is that I took a week off of work to manage this project. And to be quite honest with you, with my own experience, I've never had to done that before. I just never had to. And so when I first even considered doing it, I was like, oh, okay. I guess this project is just something I need to kind of focus in a little bit more, which is fine. I'll go ahead and do that. Took the whole week off. It was hell from front to back, back to front. It was really crazy because at some point we started insulting each other's intelligence. At some point we started yelling at each other. And I don't condone that in terms of like us speaking to clients. But at the same time, I don't want to give too much of the details to give away, you know, anything about the project in specifics. But at some point, the client was not making me feel too good about my own stuff because because quite honestly with you guys, I've been doing this work in this industry for a very long time now, maybe not like 20, 30 years, but almost a decade. I'm like 8 years in. So me working this long, I've never had a complaint to this extreme really shook me in really different ways, especially if I'm supposed to relay that information back to teammates and, you know, make sure that we're processing things correctly while my other teammates are working on other client stuff. So yeah, on part of it, that is me. That is my project management skills. But at the same time, when you just have one client who's like very peculiar, very persistent and very, I wouldn't say nagging, but just kind of like down your shoulder, like just kind of constantly there, not fully trusting your process. But once you're given the process to kind of do the work, they come back around and say like, oh, this isn't it. And then we go back and forth for like weeks and weeks and weeks. And that's what kind of the gist of what happened is that we just kept going back and forth and we could just never agree until the client decided to bring in a friend. And that friend came in, did the whole fixer-upper, got everything squared away and stuff like that. So that was good. But the moral of the story is that Me personally, I feel like I should have not taken on the project. And I particularly, I'm already like slurring on my words because of this vaccine, but I particularly don't think I will be working with this client again to protect my energy, to protect the company's energy, to protect my team's energy, just because that was such a low ball ticket. And yeah, I could already hear some comments saying like, well, you should have charged higher. Quite honestly, even if I had charged higher, I don't think it would have eliminated any of these issues. I feel like because we just went based off of the fact like, oh, I worked with Tammy before, I worked with this person before, it's gonna work out. And it really didn't this time around. And I realized the first time around why it did work out was because there were other partners involved, there were other teammates, etc. Those really made the differentiator. And this client is now, you know, doing their own thing in their own space, and so, which is awesome for them. However, you know, there's a lot of learning curve there for them to do as well. And so I think that's what made it difficult. And so for me personally, I don't think that I will be working with this client again. And I just want to relay that story out to the world so that you guys also understand, you know, like I made the mistake so that you don't have to do it. You know, like money is money for sure. I think that's what I was thinking. It's like, oh, well, money is money, right? It's for the team. But end of the day, signing that contract and signing that work to work together, has an effect on your mental, has an effect on your team, your company, your business, and all things involved, you know? So from the mental state to the business state, everything in between is involved. And so we have to be mindful of those kind of things as, like, quote unquote, business owners, as entrepreneurs, as agency owners, anything that you want to label yourself as. Those things are important because when we accept on a client that doesn't really fit this, not the standards, but fit the mold that we want our clients to kind of be in, etc., we will end up wasting a lot of time. And we wasted a lot of time on this project for a very low balling price that that would have just been better if we just didn't do it at all, quite honestly with you. But, you know, we finished the project through as we signed, and hope all is well with the client for sure. But that's part of the lesson. It's just like, protect your energy, you guys. Just protect it, because don't be like me and have like a week of hell back and forth and still not feel rewarded, and at the same time you feel like your work isn't worth it. Because during that week I definitely went into a state of mind where I felt like my work isn't worth it. Like, it's not good. Like, our job as a team is not good. Like, this client is specifically telling us that this is shit and this doesn't look good. And so I'm thinking, okay, my years of experience plus my team's years of experience combined, and we cannot make something look good when we've been doing it for all of these years. It just didn't make sense, you know? And so I'm not here to say the client was all completely wrong. I definitely saw points that that we did not do correctly. And so I pointed those out to the client, but also on the client's part too, is part of communication. And so this is all to the clients out there that are listening to the podcast as well. When you're talking to a creative team about anything, it's super important to make sure that all the details and work scope of work is very flushed out, because you end up wasting your own time and you waste their time as well, going back and forth on designs, and then you end up bringing new people in, taking people out, and stuff like that, where it just wastes a lot of time overall for both ends, and then it's a waste of money at that point. And then you would find that your creative team no longer cares. And I admit that the client did tell me, oh, well, it looks like you no longer care. At some point of this project, I did feel like that, because I'm like, quite honestly, every time I give you a revision, it seems like you don't like it. I don't even know how to feel anymore. I'm only human. Even though we work as an agency, we work as a team, we are also still human at the end of the day. Yes, you're a paying client, right? And yes, you're paying an invoice. Yes, you have goals and you have a business that you're trying to launch, and we're trying to help you do that. But at the same time, you know, everybody's human. We try to work on a very personal level with our clients anyway. And so to hear such feedback, sometimes it does throw us off as a team as well. And so I guess that's part of like learning as a business, right? We can't please everybody. And this is one of those cases. And so my message through my very long-winded story is just to protect your energy. Make sure that you're selecting people, you're selecting clients based on scope of work, and make sure that it's up to par on your budget and up to par on your invoicing scale, you know, your paying scale and all of that stuff. So that you don't waste your time. And that would be the move and the goal for 2021. We're still young in the year. There's still a lot more room to improve, a lot more rooms to make mistakes in. So I'm not here to be against that. I'm hitting on my 13 minute mark, but that's my story for today. Hopefully you guys sat through my COVID talk, because I feel exhausted, but I felt like it's still a story that I needed to share. And I just honestly felt so much better after the project was like nearing its end, and I'm like, oh my god, okay, finally it's over. Now I have my COVID shot. I'm like, okay, thank god that was over with, because if I had to deal with that and my COVID shot at the same time, I think I would have just not been able to get back on the show at all, because it would have probably threw me in a weird loop for sure. But yes, you guys, protect your energy. I hope you guys are having a safe time out there. It feels like I haven't talked in a minute. Maybe my pre-recorded episodes are like tuning me out a little bit. But yeah, I hope things are well. I hope things are safe. If you're for vaccines, I hope you're vaxxed. If you're anti-vaccine, do your thing. It's cool. But hopefully everybody is safe. Your families are safe. You make sure you stay hydrated, you know, stay plentiful of vitamins because that's important. Make sure you eat and all of that stuff because that's important as well. And I will see you guys soon in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.